Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're on pace to finish by Purim. We're already holding on Yudam and Beis. There's a two dots. It was about 10 lines down from the bottom. We got up to that. Yesterday, we learned Yudam and Aleph in that beginning of Yudam and Beis. And now we'll continue. And now, really, the Gemara is going to start talking more about drushes, about Megillah itself. So, I'm trying to throw in some of the Mefarshim and the Maharshah and such, to try to explain a little bit of the inyanim going on here, but of course there's endless amounts one could look into about these drushes. But let's see. It says, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. First three words of the Megillah, and it was in the days of Achashverosh. Amar Rebbe Levi v'yitema Rebbe Yonasan. Says Rebbe Levi, and maybe it was Rebbe Yonasan v'yitema, might be Rebbe Yonasan. Davar zeh misoras v'yodenu. The following thing is a tradition we have. Me'an shekenes sagadola, from the people of the men of the great assembly. Kol malkam shenemar vayihi. Anytime it says in Chumash and Tanakh, anywhere in Tanakh, the word vayihi, and it was, eno el lashon sar, that is an expression of pain. Now the Gemara goes through a number of examples of that. Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, it was in the days of Achashverosh, hava Haman, that was the story of Haman, obviously a painful thing for the Jews. Vayihi bimei Shofot HaShofitim, it was in the days of the judgment of the judges, that's the beginning of Sefer Rus, Megillas Rus. Havarav, that was a famine then. Vayhi kihechol adam lorov, it was when people began to expand. This is in Bereshis. This is going to be before the downgrade of men that lead to the Dora Flaga, the Dora Mabel, I should say. This is going to be the beginning of men losing their way, going to Avodah Zarah. That's the next part of the Gemara. Quotes, Vayah Hashem ki rabo rasa adam. Hashem saw that the evil of men was very much. Vayhi ben asa mikadim, was when they traveled. Yeah, this is about they traveled from the west, from the east, I should say. This is going to be about Dora Floga, yeah. I don't know why we're bringing that pasuk, but they traveled, I guess it's the beginning of the Parsha, right? So what they said, Havanivne Lanu, they journeyed from the east, Havanivne Lanu Ir, they let us build a city. That was Dora Floga, they're going to build a city, they're going to build a tower, they're going to fight with Hashem. So that was obviously a very negative thing. I got dispersed from it. Okay, keeps going. In the days of Amraphel, they made a war. That's the war of the four kings versus the five kings that Avram Avinu was involved in. Right? This we brought in the beginning of the Sechta, that it was when Yeshua was in Yericho fighting, yeah, that this Mal showed up. The Chayav Shluf HaBiyodah had a sword drawn. Yeah, because Yeshua had been responsible for the nation of Vatling Talmud Torah and the Talmud. Yeah, Vayeshem es Yeshua vayimalu v'nei Yisrael. When Yeshua succeeded in destroying Yericho and conquering Yericho, but it says that they weren't supposed to take any of the spoils, and someone did. Vayimalu b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael took from this one. Vayish echa min ha'rasayim. This is Sefer Shmuel. This is about Chana, yeah, and about Elkanah. It's the pain that she couldn't have children. Shmuel had grown old. That his children did not go in his ways. David was wise in all his ways. Hashem is with him. But it says, Vayishol ovein es David. It means he eyed him. Shaul eyed David. He was jealous of his malchus. So the king sat in his house. Says Rakatelo Sivne Abayis. It was given the bad news for David HaMelech, so to speak, that he wouldn't be the one to build a Beis HaMikdash, even though he'd done so much to prepare for it. And really, it's called Sukkas David. You know, this is Agav, but he is given much of the credit to the point where it is named after him in a lot of ways. But he didn't get the ability, he had Tsar, of not having the physical ability to build it. So, the Gemara's number of examples where Vayihi is negative. That's how we started Joshua on Megillah. The Megillus Esther starts with Vayihi, says the Gemara, Kasha on this whole thing. Number of Kashas. Baksiv, doesn't it say Vayihi b'yom ha-shmini, was the eighth day. This is by the Chanukas HaMishkan in the Midbar. After 7 days, Shiva Simei Miluim, there was the eighth day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was a very happy day. They inaugurated the Mishkan. But Tani, the Brisa says, Oso hayom ha'isa simcha lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, kiyom shenivrbo shamayim va'aretz. That day was happiness by Hashem, like the day that shamayim va'aretz were created. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, Vayi Bayom HaShemini, Ksiv Hasam, and it says in Bereshis, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker, is what it should say in this Girsa probably, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker, Yom Echad, right? So it relates, this Brisa here is relating the happiness Hashem had in Maisa Bereshis to the happiness where it says Vayihi, to the happiness of Chanukah the Mishkan where it says Vayihi. So you said that, Koshchiv Nadav Avihu, it was a tsar in that day though because Nadav and Avihu died, as we know. It was, this really means that 480 years after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that Shlomo HaMelech was able to build the base of Migdash. It was obviously a big simcha. We don't know of any tzar that took place dafka then. V'aksiv, another pasuk, v'yikah sharil Yaakov is Rachel. Yaakov seeing Rachel, there's no particular tzar at that point. V'aksiv, v'yair, v'yivoki yom echad. It says, Ma'aseh Bereishis, it was evening and morning of first day, day one. V'yikah sheni, v'yikah shlishi, the second day, third day, etc. V'yikah tuva. And there are many, all the other days, there are many examples of vayihis that were not negative dafka. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi clarifies the original statement. Kol vayihi, any vayihi on its own, ika hachav ika hachav. It could be positive or negative. Vayihi b'mei, it says, and it was in the days of, eno el loshen sar. Yeah, that is always pain. So the Masha says that because really the word vayihi in the case of the pasuk saying vayihi b'mei, the word vayihi is extra. You could just start out b'mei achashverosh, in the days of achashverosh. You don't need, and it was. So therefore, the Gemara is going to bring this up later, but therefore that is when vayihi is seen as a conjunction of two words, vayihi, like woe, two expressions of woe. That's an expression of pain. Gemara says, kamisha vayihi b'mei havu. There are five times in Tanakh we find that expression, vayihi b'mei. Vayihi b'mei achashverosh, that's a Purim. Vayihi b'mei shvot ha-shovatim is Rus. Vayihi b'mei amrafel is by the four and five kings, as those we said. Vayihi b'mei achaz, vayihi b'mei yoyakim. Two more. It was in the days of achaz, right? And it was in the days of Yo-Yakim. So these are two more. Sorry, one second. That Ahaz, the situation was that this was negative because at that point, we're talking in Sefer Yeshayahu, that they could not fight against, yeah, I have it here, it's looking for the Pasuk, that they tried, there was a war between Malchi Yehud and Malchi Yerushalayim, Malchi Yisrael, right? And they could not get Yerushalayim back. There was a negative thing that had happened there. Vayihi b'mei Yoyakim is essentially the Golus starting in Sefer Yirmiyahu. So obviously two more negative things from Vayihi b'mei. Okay? Says further, Amar Rebbe Levi, and possibly the Girsa over here should be the Amar Rebbe Levi, because it hits him again. Another item that we have is a tradition from our forefathers. Amot v'amatzia achim haku. Two figures in Tanakh. Amot, which is Yishayahu's father, and Amatzia, which was one of the Malchi Yisrael, right, were brothers. Matzah Melech Yehuda, I should correct myself. Amatzia is not Melech Yisrael, it's a general term, but Melech of Yehuda when the kingdoms are separated. They were brothers. So, Michael Mashalom, what are you trying to teach us? Kiha de Amir Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. He said, Amir Rebbe Yonasan, Kol Kala Shiditznuva Beis Chamiha, Zocha Vyotze Menem Alachim. Any Kala that is modest in her father-in-law's house, she has kings come forth from her, Unuvim, and prophets. Minalan, from where? Mitamar, from the life of Tamar and Yehuda. Diksi vayira Yehuda vayachshavel uzono. Yehuda saw her and considered her to be a harlot. Ki kisus apanev, for she had covered her face. So mishum the kisus apanev vayachshavel uzono. What does that make sense? Her face is covered, and that makes one consider her to be a harlot. Ella, what does it mean? Mishum the kisus apanev bebeis chamia, because she had covered her face in her father-in-law's house, in Yehuda's house, and where he didn't know what she looked like. V'chalal. He didn't know how to identify her. She was able to be with Yehuda, and the whole Maisa had happened, and out of her came kings and Nevim. Malachim is mi David. Malachim, because she had two children, Zerach and Peretz, right? And then from Peretz came David. Nevim, the Amr of Levi, says, Mesoras b'yadein, Ravasein, Amot v'amatzia, Achim havu. So Amots and Amatzia were brothers. Yeah, Uksiv, Chazon, Yishayo, Ben Amots. And since Chazon Yishayahu ben Amos, there's another girsa here that maybe adds at this point to this pasuk, is that whenever a Navi is mentioned with his father's name, the father is also being identified as a Navi. So you know that Amos was a Navi that came forth from also a Navi that came forth from Tamar. So both Yishayahu and his father Amos, that's Nevim, two Nevim. And Amatzia, we know, is a king. That's already identified. They both came forth, they both descended from Tamar. So that's the point of saying that the brothers, is they both, once you know Amots is obviously in the line of David HaMelech, right? Once you know Amatzia is in the line of David HaMelech because he's becoming a king. So Amots is his brother, you know they all came from Tamar then. Okay? Ramar Levi, Another Messiah. Makom Aron Eino Min HaMikdash. The place the Aron HaKodesh took up in the first space of Mikdash. Yeah, the Aron that was there didn't take up any space. The Mishkan was probably the case also, but the Raya we're going to bring is in the first space of Mikdash. That's why I said it that way. Tanya Amei. Okay, Bryce says, Aron She'asa Moshe, it was the Aron that Moshe made. Yeah. Yesh, it probably had the same nace wherever it was, why I say, I assume it was also in the Mishkan. But the Pesukim again about the base of Mikdash. The Aron that Moshe made, Yeshlo Eser Amos Kol Ruach, it was 10 by 10. Uksiv, now it wasn't only 10 by 10, it took up 10 Amos. It means that if you measure it that direction, it took up 10. Uksiv, Lifnei Adivir Esrim Amos, says that in that sanctuary, the way they built the first base of Mikdash, it was 20 Amos Orich. Uksiv, Kanaf HaKruvo Echad Eser Amos, Kanaf HaKruvo Echad Eser Amos. These are not the Kruvim we had in the Mishkan. They're Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made, separate statues that were there. Each one took up 10 Amos. The wingspan took up. So that means the whole place was covered with the Kruvim taking up, standing there with their wings. So, and the Aron was supposed to be in not beneath them, but in between them. They're in a different area of the floor there. So, Aron Gufe Echa Havakai, where was Aron standing? Allah Shema Minah, B'nei Sai Omeid, was standing within Nes. Didn't take up any room. I was just there as a Nes. This is not the same setup. Obviously, it was in the first place of Mikdash as it was in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, I believe that area was only 10 wide. Over here, the Kruvim were 20. So it's not a riot that there's in theory, you know, only enough room for the Aron. How could it fit anything else there? Except these other things were taking up the whole space. And Mila, how would the Aron have any room? So it was Benes. Seder. Continues the Gemara. This is going to be a number of drushes that start this way. The Rav Yonasan opened up a Pesach, literally. He started an opening. He started his drusha about Megillas Esther from the following psukim. It says, it says that Bavel, which was destroyed, right, obviously. So Hashem says, I'm going to destroy Bavel. That's what these psukim are about. I'm going to cut off from them these different items. Shem, Shar, Nin, and Nechid. So Shem, Zak, Saf. Shem is script. You say Bavel didn't have its own language. It could be Tosafot brings there. They spoke Aramis. They spoke Aramaic. But they didn't have a certain language that the Malachim would use. Yeah, that everybody else wouldn't recognize. They didn't have such a thing. So Hashem took that ability away from them. They didn't have a language like that. Sha'ar is that lashon. Sorry, ksav is the writing. I just went ahead in my mind. That is ksav. They don't have any special script. Sha'ar is that lashon. That's the language that I mentioned. Nin is malchus. Nin means malchus. They took the malchus away from them. V'neched zu Vashti. And neched is Vashti that she was killed. She was granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, and she was killed. This is a part of the punishment that happens above all that when they're all wiped out in this in this episode. Even though it's a Persian Empire, but this is the remains of it were there in Vashti, right? So when they were wiped away, they were wiped away in all the different ways, and then Vashti was like the remnant of that. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Pasach Lepiskol Ahay Parshas Miyacha. You know, it's from a different parsha, different pasuk. Tachas Anatzut Yale Avirosh V'Sachas Asir Padi Yale Adas. This is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. We read it on the Haftarah for Mincha on a Tainus. Yeah, which literally means Tachas Anatzut. Yeah, instead of a thorn, yeah, Yala the Rosh. Rosh is a very nice tree, probably a cypress. That's going to rise up. Yeah, Vasachas Asirpad Yala Adas. And instead of a nettle, which is a type of thorny item also, a myrtle tree, a hadas, will rise. So you get rid of the things that are destructive and replace them with things that are sweet smelling. So this is all going to be darshan. This is all talking about what's going to be in the Lasi Lavo, yeah? Which from the time of Yeshua was speaking, the Purim story was in the future, but it could be also talking about further Nisim are going to happen. We're going to darshan about the Ma'aseh Purim. So what does this all mean? Tachas ha-na'atzut, that's tachas haman ha-rosh. Instead of the na'atzut, the thorn, that's haman. Shasa atzman vodazar, he made himself to vodazar, deksiv, and it says about a vodazar, the Marsha questions how this pasuk shows that exactly, but it says about a vodazar, v'chol ha-na'atzutim, v'chol ha-na'alulim. Yeah? All their thorns, upon all thorns, and upon all branches. Okay? So let's assume, again, we don't know exactly why that's talking about Avodah Zarah. So you see how the word not suits is Avodah Zarah. That could mean Haman, who made himself into an Avodah Zarah. Yalev Arosh, a cypress will stand. Zem Mordechai. That's Mordechai. Shnikra Rosh. Instead of seeing the cypress, Mordechai is called Rosh, where the Chol HaBasam is called the head of all spices. Shneemar, it says in, by the commandment in the Chumash about the Ketores, Va'ato kachu chavasamim rosh. You take to yourself head spices, great spices. So mor deror, and one of them is fine myrrh. Mor deror, yeah, pure myrrh. Okay, umatagamina, the targum of those words is mor dichi. Yeah, that means pure. Mori dechi means pure myrrh. Now, there's a bit of an of elaboration on this, just to understand. The Marsha points out is that Mordechai had other names, Bilshan, Psachia. So why is it being called in the Megillah Mordechai? To hint to this, that's what makes the Remez a little more stick out more. It's not just that randomly his name is the same as this. He had other names he could have gone by. Tachas Asirpad, yeah, instead of the nettle, Tachas Vashti Harasha. Instead of Vashti, the evil Vashti, Bas Menosha Luchanetzar, the granddaughter of Luchanetzar, Harasha, Shasarf Fidas Beis Hashem, that he burnt the resting place, yeah, he burnt the resting place of the house of Hashem, right? So we're taking that word sirpad and we're learning that it hints to Saraf Fidas Beis Hashem. That's what that word is. So instead of Luchanetzar, meaning represented by his granddaughter, instead of that, the Ksiv Fidas Zahav says his resting place is Zahav, right? That's how that word is clearly showing it means the Beis Hashem. Hashem's resting place is gold. Instead of all of that, Yala Hadas, the myrtle will stand up. Zu Esther at Sadekis Shnikas Hadas. She's called in the Megillah Hadasa. Shenemar by Yomena Hadasa. Mordechai raised Hadasa. That's what I'm talking about there. So Hayol Hashem Lashem Lashem. It continues in the Pesukim in Yeshayahu. It will be to Hashem for renown, for name. Zu Mikra Megillah. That's Megillah. That obviously is Mefarsim the Nase, giving Hashem, making Hashem's name great. But Os Olam Lo Yikares. A sign forever that will never be cut off. Elim Purim, that's Purim, will never disappear. There's another Chazal, and we're not quoting it now, that tells us that Purim will always be around, even in Mos Mashiach, when other Yom Tovim will be Batal, Purim will not. Continue the Gemara. Yeshua ben Levi pasal chapischo habashas me'acha. Yeshua ben Levi would start a discussion from this pasing. Vayak asher asas Hashem aleichem lehiti v'eskem, ken yosis lara eskem. Yeah, kind of a scary pasing. We find in Chumash, v'ayetokcha, the same way that Hashem was happy to do to over you, to do good to you, .. When we get punished, he'll be happy to do bad to us. Bad to us, you know, to the Jewish people we're speaking about. If we're doing maisim of that arisha, rishus, we go off to derech, so there's an onish waiting. So the Gemara question is, how could this be? Even if a person is deserving an onish, so Hashem would be happy about it. Is Hashem happy? Does he celebrate the downfall of the wicked? It says, it says that when they would come back from war, they go back from the army, they say, Hodu Lashem, yeah. And when they didn't say Tov over there, usually it's Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, they would say, Hodu Lashem Ki Leolam Chazdo only. Yeah. This is, so the Joshua points out this fact, right? Why does it say, B'tzeis Lashem Cholos, Omer Hodu Lashem Ki Leolam Chazdo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Im Neymar Lo Nemar Ki Tov. Why does it say after war, coming back from war? Yeah, that it's good. The Hodazu and such a thing, they would thank Hashem after the war. Hashem is not happy at the downfall of Rishayim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maidi Ksiv, what does it say? This is about when Klal Yisrael is heading to the Yam Suf and the Egyptians are behind them. There's a cloud separating them. So, Ig Shemal Cheshar Islam Mashir. You know, just thinking right now, and I believe that pasuk is, as I said, it doesn't mean, it maybe means they were going through the sea. Maybe that's the context of the pasuk. Let me just confirm. I don't know that this pasuk is directly taken out of what happened in the sea. We're about to say, clear something from the Yam Suf. Let me see if I can see if someone speaks about it. Yeah. Right, it's the simple pshat over here. It's definitely by the Yam Suf. Rabbi Yochanan is giving a different pshat that, right. So here, let me finish the drasha to see where I'm coming from. So it's lokar of zeh el zeh kol alai. The Egyptians and the Jews did not gather, did not come close to each other. Big shemalachim shar eslam reshira, amar kadosh baruch hu. The malachim wanted to sing shira, and Hashem said, ma'isi yodai tovim b'yam. Yeah, my handiwork drowns in the sea, v'atem amrim shira, and you are saying shira. So what's interesting is that, as I was bothered by, is that I don't think this pasuk is holding by Kriyas Yam Suf as before that. But maybe it means that's what's going to happen. They want to sing Shira, but I don't know how to get it from this pasuk. I mean, usually I always heard this drasha to be about Kriyas Yamsuf. Not sure what to make of that. Perhaps I'm incorrect about the pasuk. That's what it seems to be about. Okay. Big Shemalach Yeshari Islam Shira, right? So again, we're showing off this point that Hashem is not happy with the downfall of Hashem. Amr Rabbi Elazar, who ain't osas, he gives an answer like this. Who ain't osas of Achayim Mesis? Hashem is not happy about it. He causes others to become happy when, unfortunately, they're shy and they're people not doing mitzvahs and need to have a downfall. But Dikanami, and that's really more properly read accurately in the pasuk. Diksiv Kein Yossi. It doesn't say Hashem is gonna. He will be happy. He will cause to be happy. Lo Ksiv Yossus. Yossus would be. He would be happy. Shvami Nos. You hear this? This word must be true. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana pasuk lapiskalai pashat samayachem. He would say from here. To the man who is good in front of him, he gave chachma, das, and simcha. Zem Mordechai Tzadik. That's Mordechai. The pasuk continues. L'achote nosan inyan la'esof liknos. To the sinner, he gave an inyan, gave an idea to gather and to bring in, and all that wealth is going to go to the tzadik. Zem Haman. That's Haman. L'seis l'tov l'imtenelkim, to give those good things to the one that is good in front of God. That's the continuation of the pasuk. Zem Mordechai v'Esther. Mordechai and Esther get what Haman worked for. D'ksiv v'tosam Esther. It's Mordechai obeys Haman. Esther was able to appoint Mordechai to be in charge of the house in Haman. Rabbi Bar Ofran, yeah, which Tosis points out over here, he can't have the gifts of Ephron because he can't name after Russia. Rabbi Bar Ofran, Pasach Lapisco, High Pashal Samayach, he says from here, Vesanti Kisi, the Elam of Vati Misham Melech Vesarim. Yeah, Hashem says, I put my throne in Elam, which is an area, it can mean hidden, but probably means Elam is a place. Yeah, and he says, I'll destroy from there a king and princes. Yeah, so what's Melech? Melech zu Vashti. Melech is Vashti, I mean she's Malka, but destroys her. Besarim is a Haman Vaseris Bonav. The princes are Haman and his 10 sons. Yeah. Elam is a city in Persia. Shushan is really the capital, like fortress area that's in Elam. But that's what we're just taking it as literal meaning right now. Seder. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue next time.